Well, it is time to have our weekly chat with Backroads Bill each week. Bill Steer joins us to steer us down some of the back roads of northeastern Ontario. He is an adventurer and the founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa. He teaches part-time at Canadore College and Nipissing University as well. And we have him on the line now for this week's adventure. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Megan. I'm not quite sure if it's you or Ted Poppy that is a connoisseur of red or white wine, but we're not going to talk about wine this morning. We're going to talk about the rocks.
Okay, well, you kind of had me at wine, but let's talk about rocks. So are we talking about the different kinds of rocks here in Northern Ontario?
Well, different kinds of rocks, but you know, really, why are people going out those back roads and looking for rocks? And as always, I try to contact somebody to get some more credible information. And I talked to Jamie Fuller at the Rock Center, a landscaping place, been in business for years down by Pinewood Park there. And if we drive by, it's an amazing view of beautiful rocks. And he told me a few things. He said, people are picking rocks because our backyards are becoming an oasis. And the reason for that is, first of all, there's been a lot of restrictions on herbicides. There's been the advent of water meters in some communities, the cost of driving, gas prices, and, of course, camps and cottages. We heard a lot about camps and cottages this week. And some people
or chalets or
those
cabins.
So we're going to our backyards. And, of course, rock gardens are in. And, you know, rocks lend a color texture and a touch of zen to your garden. And people are already planning their rock garden for 2015.
And so you're saying people are just going out into northern areas and finding their own rocks for their garden?
Yeah, I think you were telling me earlier, you know, you purchase some rocks and you don't have to. But for an example, there's this great road construction between Corbeil and Bonfield. On the weekend, you see people along the sides of the road. They're not picking blueberries. They're picking rocks for their gardens. And it's kind of interesting. And of course, I'm going to tell you about a couple of neat locations where there are white rocks and red rocks. But I thought I just should cue that up because people are out there doing that.
And so where, if you want to find these more decorative rocks, the red and the white, where should you go to find those?
Yeah, for the white rocks, which is quartz, a really neat location is the old Comet Mine. And these are not adits, or these are open pit, and they're small and safe. And about 40 kilometers south of North Bay, Trout Creek, take the forestry access road, and you're going kind of towards Algonquin Park, but not into Algonquin Park, and you'll travel 8 kilometers, and you'll find the old Comet Mine. And it was primarily, they thought they'd use the quartz for electronics purposes, but it didn't pan out. And so beautiful, beautiful white smoky quartz there. Now the garnet, the red rocks, if you go to River Valley, which is north of Sturgeon Falls, you'd cross over the Tomogamy River in River Valley, go about 1.5 kilometers and turn onto this road called the Arana Mines Road and go about 12 kilometers straight north. And these are places that are easy to find. You can almost drive to them within 100 or so meters. But more importantly, go on to the website and listen to the podcast. But the story's there with the complete directions, and you can get there and take your buckets.
And is it okay to just take the rocks?
Well, if you're on the highway, you've got to remember that there's the right-of-way from the center of the highway, and that's where people are collecting them, and I guess you have to be safe, and that's kind of, I guess, belongs to the Crown, and maybe that belongs to all of us, but that's where people, certainly on rock cuts. And then, of course, now there's that whole movement in highways, the major highways, to move the rock cuts back. So even on a natural occurring basis, each spring after the freeze and thaw regime, rocks kind of peel off the sides, and you'll see people picking him up there.
And I guess, do we just have enough rock in Northern Ontario that even if we all go out there, there's still going to be plenty?
Well, imagine that. I mean, like the Rock Center, trying to sell rocks to people, and we do buy them, small and large, and decorative rocks. But again, at the same time, we can go out and pick things off the Canadian Shield, just like the blueberries, as I said earlier, hunting and fishing. We have a lot of natural resources out there. We use them for all kinds of purposes, and we also use them for our hobbies as well.
And do we have a big variety in types of rock here in the north?
Well, you know, the Canadian Ecology Center this week, we're on the Teachers Mining Tour. We just came back from a magnificent tour of Goldcore and Timmins and went to the Native Center on the tailings area. And of course, Northern Ontario, including the impact of the meteorite here in Sudbury Basin. And, of course, to the north of Timmins, we have a whole variety of those igneous, metamorphic, and sedimentary rocks. And all kinds of intrusions and colors and shapes and of course, the glaciers smooth some of them. So we have all kinds of different decorative rocks. And sometimes you'll see some of these trucks going down the highway with big blocks of granite. Well, they're coming from somewhere in Northern Ontario and going somewhere to decorate probably the mezzanine or foyer of some building.
And I think you were telling me that there's a rock walk somewhere where you can actually go and see all the different kinds.
Exactly. If you can't get to these sites and many others, last night we stopped at the Northern Campus in Haileybury, and the rock walk has been there in existence for many years. It's free. It's open all the time, four seasons. And every possible rock in Northern Ontario is there on display with little interpretive signs, and it's a great place to stretch your legs. And so that's a place. And I think it's one of those other hidden gems, not necessarily on our back roads, but in our communities, that really reflects some of the aspects that we have for tourism, and people don't know that they exist.
Could give you some ideas for going out on the back roads, looking for your favorite out of the collection. All right, Bill, well, where are we headed next week?
Well, you know, I don't really want to say this because we did talk about camps and cottages and people will be closing up, but I'm going to predict that there's going to be snow in September. So next week I'm going to talk about the highest peaks in Ontario, which just happen to be in our backyard and near Sudbury and near Temagami, and it's south of the 49th parallel. Let's not hope for snow, but with all those reports of fog and rain and the inconsistency in the weather, who knows what will happen.
All right. Sounds like a good adventure. Thanks, Bill.
We'll see you next week.
That is Backroads Bill. He's an adventurer and founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa. Also teaches part-time at Canadore and Nipissing University. And Bill joins us each week through the summer with a new adventure. He also provides us with all the coordinates of the places that he talks about on the radio. So if you would like to check out the spots that Bill talked about today, where you can go and collect rocks for your garden, just head to our website, cbc.ca/Sudbury. And if you search on the site there, you can also find previous columns by Bill as well.